Blog Talk Radio.
On Wheels Now.
Welcome to On Wheels Now, your inside look at local motorsports, brought to you by Reliable Banner, Here Clear, and the Late Model Truck Series. Tonight, we've got a two-for-one. We have two Matt Cunninghams tonight. This is going to be great. First, I'm going to start with Junior. Junior, how did you ever get into racing?
Racing has always just kind of been in the family ever since I was born. I think it started with my dad's brother, Uncle Kevin, actually. And then my dad kind of followed in his footsteps, and then I just kind of fumbled into it when I was born.
So how old were you the first time you went to a racetrack?
He was probably about 6 months.
Yeah. Did he like it or did he cry?
A little bit of both. He slept mostly.
Oh, wow.
So.
What race was it?
Just the local Bullring one.
Okay.
The local tracks around here.
Yeah, that goes pretty late at night, though, if I get it. So, growing up around the racetrack, sometimes kids are like, yeah, you know what? I'm, like, so over this because this is all we do. But you were like, yeah, I'm into this?
It has always had its ups and downs, but mostly it's always had more ups because you meet friends, you meet people that you want to keep forever in your life.
And so what made you go, Dad, I want to drive?
Just kind of watching him do it and seeing what he can do behind the wheel. Just kind of like, I want to do that. I want to be like my dad. And then I just kind of tried to do it.
And how old were you?
8 or 9. 8.
What's the first car you put him in, Dad?
The Bandoleros.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did you think of that?
My first practice, I kind of slammed the wall.
Oh, kind of like skid play racing. And then, so you slammed the wall. Wouldn't that be scary, though?
It was terrifying.
Yeah, but then you got back in the car, or were you like, no, this is it?
It took about 2 years, and with Bandoleros, it's a full throttle kind of thing, so with Bandoleros, it's kind of a mentality thing. You kind of keep your foot down, so for those 2 years, I always kind of stayed in the back, because I never had that mentality, because I was always scared, but once you overcome it, it just kind of came to you, you just progressed more and more.
How do you overcome it? How do you get on the track, you hit the wall, it's super scary, and now you have to flat foot it. Like, how do you do that?
Because I'd like to know.
Growing up with the competition I did with, like, RJ Smotherman, Ethan DiGravera, Camden Larson, those are such great racers, and they've had such great, like, races, and I always was jealous of that, and I always wanted to be a part of that. And I'd always go to them and ask them, and they just say, you got to go full throttle. And you just got to do it.
Well, was it like peer pressure? They're like, dude, man, you got to hammer down. Or was it like you wanted to honestly know how to win?
It depended on the person you went to. It depended, most definitely depended on the person.
So you got some razzing a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how do you overcome that? Like, people are like, hey, dude, you got to like hammer down. I mean, how do you like get inside and pull that out? Go like, okay, I'm just going to go for it. Because you don't drink. I mean, a lot of us, that's how we do it. Like, okay, but you can't drink.
If you
do, don't tell us because your mom's probably watching. But
we're listening.
So how do you get the strength, that inner strength to face the wall?
You kind of don't look at the wall. I kind of like to look at the ground kind of in front
of
me.
Don't look at
the wall. I like to either kind of look at the person in front of me or kind of like study what they're doing, kind of try to find their weaknesses. And then you kind of forget where you're at. You kind of forget that you're in a race, and you just kind of focus on trying to get by this one person. And it becomes so much more than just a race to you.
That's cool. Do you do any, like, iRacing? Does that help?
I tried it. It was fun. It just wasn't for me, if that makes sense.
Sure. Do you watch videos of you racing?
I have occasionally. I've scrolled onto YouTube and came across some old videos of, like, Kyle Jackson's YouTube channel or RJ's and just watch like old road course racing.
Does that help you?
In a way, yeah, but another way, no. Because racing over the last few years has developed and changed so much that it's kind of hard to keep up with the current pace.
In what way?
Everyone kind of just goes and goes and goes and is unlocking so much more and more speed with every different ways that it's kind of hard to keep up, and you kind of have to find your own way. And if you get caught in someone else's way and you get caught doing what they're doing, it's not bad or anything. It'll give you speed. It's just you kind of want to find your own speed. You want to find your own way to get what you have.
Okay, that sounds really mature. Like, how many years have you been racing?
I just turned 17.
So you've been racing 9 years? 8 years?
Just about 9 years.
Okay, well, yeah, that's pretty mature.
I guess the adults are all quiet.
You really don't want to know how long I've been around. So.
we'll get to that.
No.
So you went from Bandoleros, and then did you have success in Bandoleros, and you're like, yeah, I want to go faster?
With Bandoleros, I've always been a bit bigger than, like, the average kid, so I've always had more weight than others, and so I was always a little bit slower there.
That's a disadvantage, right? It's like Indy cars. You know, you see the little tiny Indy car drivers that are faster, same thing. It's the weight.
And then...
So you weren't built for Indy car driving. No, you're built for, like, dirt late models.
I wish. Yeah. I wish. But I was always, like, a strong top five, top three contender. I was always there, but I wasn't there, if that makes sense.
No, explain.
I wasn't first. I wasn't, like, the most noticeable driver. Like, I was there. Like, people noticed me, but I wasn't the most noticeable driver.
You're not taking home all the trophies.
Yeah.
But you're a contender.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I was average. Like, my name was always there, but it's like, I don't know about him. He's kind of uncertain. I'm not sure if he has the speed to bring it out.
So what made you want to move up?
The weight disadvantage.
Yeah. Get more horsepower.
Yeah.
Then you can win.
I actually didn't like physically fit inside of a Bandolero anymore. Like, I was having neck and back pain after every race.
Oh, wow. Crazy. At how old?
13, I think. I think that's when I started like realizing like this is kind of
getting taller.
Yeah.
Okay.
Starting to feel like a go-kart.
Yeah.
So then after Bandoleros, what did you race?
We just kind of went straight to Bombers.
Straight to Bombers?
Straight to Bombers.
That's huge. What'd your mom think of that?
I think she was actually more okay with Bombers than Legends.
Really? Did you even have a driver's license though? Yeah, is that even legal? Wait, who forged your birth certificate? How old do you have to be to race a Bomber? Do you have to have a driver's 15? License?
No, 14 or 15.
14? Oh. So you were like 14-ish?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No, he was 14.
Okay. He was 14.
Okay. So had you ever driven a car before?
Now I have my license, but back then I did not.
So, no, Dad, seriously? No? Did you never taught him how to drive a car?
He drove the Bandolero. He looked good.
Okay, so you're like, yeah, let's put him in a full-size Monte Carlo against 18 other Yahoos. Nothing wrong with that. And so, what did you think of that?
It was really scary, like, at
no
first.
No doubt.
Like,
what, the track was scary or the other people you were racing with was scary?
Yeah, that's a scary class in general.
to be honest.
He's in that class.
Once you get out there, it's not that bad, but the thought of it and, like, knowing, like, visibly seeing what's happened, it's like, those Bombers are kind of, like,
crazy.
Yeah. Like,
yeah,
do I really want to do that?
You come on the track, you first drop down into turn two, what are you thinking? You're like...
I get scared someone's going to, like, rear-end me, to be honest.
Yeah.
It's kind of scary.
Do you do, like, a lot of practice first? Like, Friday night practices? Dad! Oh, my gosh. So, you just go out and race a Bomber. Did you like it?
Yes.
The first race?
Yeah.
How'd you do the first race?
He finished.
That's huge. That's huge. To finish in the Bomber class. Most cars don't finish in the Bomber class. That's great. So that's a lot more cars, too. Like, in the Bando class, maybe you had 8 cars, and now you went to a full field. So what is that like? You know, you got cars in front, behind, on the side, spinning all around.
is actually makes it more fun and makes you want to focus more because there's more going on.
Yeah.
With bandos, it's full throttle. There's only like, yeah, like you said, it's only maybe six to eight cars a race. Kind of gets boring.
Okay.
With bombers, there's like, you go, you feel the adrenaline. There's a caution. You feel the adrenaline. You go. There's another caution. And then it's just kind of like a process until the race ends, until, you know, someone yells that we need to get off the track.
And then you don't have a spotter, right? You just have Dan in your ears?
Dan, no
spotter, right? Wow.
Dan's really peaceful, though. Dan really does his job well.
Yeah, he quit on us, too. What are we going to do next year? He's very peaceful.
I miss Dan.
Well, he's peaceful to a point. If you listen.
If you don't listen.
If you don't listen, then you don't.
Yeah, but Dan losing his cool is nothing like when my parents lost their cool.
Yeah.
Well, that's because you didn't listen.
An upset Dan. Ever. An upset Dan is still pretty mild.
Especially when you're sitting in staging. And you're hearing the race in front of you, and you're just hearing them yelling at the kids, yelling at him.
And he's
stop,
a cool teacher.
Stop.
Yeah, he's good at that. So how many years have you been racing a bomber?
We got the car when I first turned 14, I believe. Like that Christmas that I turned 14. And then we took about a season. We did 3 races the season that we got it. And then we took the time that we had and just kind of revamped the entire car, because originally it was a dirt car.
Oh, cool.
So I was driving a dirt car practically on asphalt when we first bought it, those first 3 races. And then so after we changed it and that got everything good, like better, I guess, it kind of just continues.
So you started this season. What'd you race this season? Didn't you race as a bomber? You got 3rd?
No, he got this season, I think he got 9th, 5th, something like
no,
that.
No, the first race of this season.
Yeah, he did okay.
Yeah, you were up there. Top 3?
I don't think he finished in the top 3. I think he was more or less in the middle of the pack. I'm not quite sure. It's been so long ago.
I know. It seemed like a lifetime ago. This year's weird. I'm ready for Christmas and just start 2021. Speaking of Christmas, you said your birthday's around that time. When is your birthday?
Today's the 8th, right?
Yeah.
My birthday was 5 days ago.
5 days ago. Happy birthday.
Thank
so
you.
Now you're
17.
That's cool.
Not all of us can have birthdays on Christmas.
Whatever.
Yes.
Only the cool people. So you're still in school. What is that like now?
I'm for my senior year, because I just started my senior year. I'm
at
going,
17, you just turned 17, you're mm-hmm. in a senior year, so you're talented and smart.
I don't know so much about that last part.
Well, you're only 17, you're a senior.
Disagree with her.
Okay, thank you. And then, it's okay, though. It's all online now, and it's weird, because now it was really fun having school, then on the weekends it was racing.
Yeah.
And now there's no school, and now there's no racing.
I know racing for me is total social. Like, that's my family, you know. I work, I had a day job, and then I went to races Friday nights, and that's when I saw all my friends. And that was my whole life, so I can't imagine now you don't have school friends or racing friends. What do you do now?
I picked up skateboarding, actually.
Okay.
And, we still have the cars in our garage, so we still wipe them down, take care of them, you know, daily maintenance. It kind of takes up some of the time.
So if you had to pick to clean your room, your car, or your desk, what would you do first?
Are the dishes done first? Because that should be done first.
You have to do the dishes first?
Yes.
And no. Then?
Then probably the room, and then, what were the, so it goes.
Car. Desk.
He goes,
or your dad's car.
Room, desk, and then car.
Wow. Okay. So he's a pretty good kid. So, Dad, you raised a pretty good kid over here.
Thank you.
So your brother started racing first. Is that right, Dad?
Yeah. My brother's been around since 77.
Oh, wow. So back in Craig Road?
Yeah. He started out at Craig Road, and then I just kind of followed around with him.
Did you help him, like, as a crew member first?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
When Craig Roads, there was no kids allowed in the pits.
Yeah.
So you had to go up in the stands, but then you could watch afterwards and help out and stuff.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it was fun.
So you're the older brother?
Yeah.
And then, so what made you want to get your own car?
Just the speed and all the fun stuff. And then I jumped from, I raced against Gary and jumped around into the desert for a little while and played in the desert for a while.
What'd you race in the desert?
Buggies and motorcycles.
That's cool.
Yeah, some quads.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, got older, started hurting more.
Right? With age comes the cage.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then you decided to get a car for the boring?
Mm-hmm.
And what'd you first get?
Started off with the Bomber.
Chevy Caprice, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, raced against Gary there for a while.
And
you got that car from Ben Benstead?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The old Darren Rollins car.
Yeah, I remember.
Cool. How many years did you race Bomber?
Yeah, I raced that probably, 5-6 years, and then my wife took over the Bomber car, and then I went in and started Super Stocks.
Oh, wow. So you had 3 cars to maintain? His Bando, her Bomber, and your...
No, his was way after.
Way after?
Yeah.
Oh.
I just had the Bando and his, and then it was the Super Stock and the Bomber together.
Very cool. So how many years did your wife race?
She raced 2-3 years.
But she's not now?
No.
Because?
She's got back issues.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That would...
She kind of messed up her lower back, and so...
From racing?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. So it was just getting uncomfortable for her and stuff, and she said, I want to be done.
Yeah, it has to be fun. Racing should be fun.
Yep.
So... Do you have rear view mirrors in the Bombers?
Yeah.
So that's where you would see him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
As he's coming around and past me.
Oh, what? That's a compliment, Gary.
Yes, it is.
He's a 7-time track champion.
Hey, yeah, I know.
Look,
I hear about
it. I only hit him once, so it's okay.
On purpose?
On accident, actually.
Oh, okay.
In practice.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It was his buddy that had it, was doing all the hitting, JJ.
Yeah, JJ.
I have buddies.
Yeah,
no, that's when he was on the other team.
Okay.
So from Bombers, back then that seemed like such a fun class. Affordable, kind of run what you brung.
Yep.
But it seems like the Bombers now, like you were kind of alluding to, they're kind of different now. They've kind of evolved. So what did you evolve with it, or did you just say, I'm just going super stock racing?
I just went super stock racing. And I was teamed up with...
Ain't it all in one? It's the same?
Do what?
Ain't the super stock
right?
And Bombers the same?
It used to be like that, yeah. They used to tear up some stuff, too, in those things. But we ended up with Phil Goodwin and Mario and those guys, and they talked me into getting a super stock.
Very cool. That seems like a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
On the super stock class, I seem like that would be the one that would grow next because the Bombers are getting faster and faster. So it seems like the natural progression would be super stocks. But that class, well, I guess last year you had more cars. Why do you think that class hasn't grown as big as the Bomber class?
It's kind of hard to say because you want it to grow, but the payouts and everything were kind of really bad. And it's like you paid just as much as a super late to get to go racing, and then everybody was evolving. And it seemed like after a while, it's the same cars always running the same, winning the same races.
Right.
And it just started getting to be no fun.
What about that new late model class? Spec late model class? Is that... a natural progression then for you if you move up from the super stock?
I don't know. This is going to be my last year.
Why?
Getting old.
You're not that old.
I'm old.
He's still racing. He's twice as old as you.
Oh.
Look at the white hair.
You do with JJ Nunn. You'll get white hair too.
I love you, Gary. Just giving you a hard time. So Would you step aside? Is because you're not having as much fun?
Yeah. It's starting to be a little more of a job than anything else.
Yeah.
Wasn't getting as much fun done. Where I watch him grow and do something.
You like helping him?
Yeah.
Is that fun?
He was fun to help.
Yeah. So if you step out of the super stock, are you going to put him in it? Oh, we haven't had that conversation yet.
Yeah. is mom listening?
Yeah, mom's listening too. So.
No.
We talked about it, but we also talked about some other things. So we just haven't decided. And I really don't feel like traveling to have a zoo almost every other weekend.
Right.
And,
yeah, it kind of depends on what the heck we're doing next year, huh?
Exactly, yeah.
What do you want to do next year?
Race in my backyard.
Yeah, that would probably be a good option right there.
Yeah.
Race there, or we talked about going desert racing again.
Yeah, me too.
We three.
We'll come with you. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I usually work for the score,
mm-hmm.
but we haven't had any races, but supposedly we're going to go in 2 weeks to San Felipe.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll see. But then there's a NASCAR race here, maybe.
Yeah,
maybe they'll need us. Maybe they won't.
They probably won't. I don't know.
I don't know. That's the thing. If Sisolak lets us have spectators, then it might, I might work that race, but there's not really anything to do if there's no spectators.
Exactly.
Just watch on TV. Not as much fun. But, yeah, definitely. So you must be rich then if you want to go off-road racing. So what do you do for a living?
Electrician.
Okay, that's good. Yeah. Isn't off-road racing, it can be more affordable than the bull ring. It depends. Like, I used to race a super late model. Those are not affordable at all. But you could probably get in. What class do you want to race in off-road?
I want to do the Pro Light trucks.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Because those look like they'll be fun to drive with.
Yep.
So.
Okay, we're your crew.
Yeah, those are kind of pricey too, so.
Yeah. Yeah, but everything might be on sale now because no one's racing.
Exactly.
Right? Only 500,000. Uh-huh. A million.
Well, it'd be nice to take your son for some endurance racing.
Yeah.
To be partnered up with someone you trust.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd take him.
Yeah. Would you want to do that, Junior?
I'd love to go.
Have you done any off-road? Any dirt racing?
Dirt bikes?
Not on purpose.
Yeah? You did some on accident?
Yeah.
What happened there?
The road course at the winter road course that we do after the boring,
mm-hmm.
that index holds. That's where after we hit the wall in the bando, we went to the road course first because they were like, okay, he kind of does need to have some form of experience with driving. And so it was really hard to keep a car on the track your first time because you don't know what you're doing. You just know that it's like there's a road, you just want to go. And you can't do that when you have other cars and all that. So every once in a while, you'd have someone just kind of like shove you off, or you'd accidentally cut them off, or it was one of those things where you accidentally just end up in the dirt sometimes, and you just accidentally go lizard hunting.
So when you're in the dirt, does it come natural? Now you're sliding? You're okay with that?
It actually kind of has became something like that. Kind of do get used to it.
Cool. Well, maybe you should take the summer to prom. Dad? Saturday night?
You're not helping the situation here. The car is up for sale.
Oh, what?
It's all nice and clean.
The bomber's up for sale?
Yes.
Because you're going to race something else next year, maybe?
No, he's going to race the Super Stock next year.
Apparently. They haven't had that conversation yet, though. What do you want to race next year, Junior? Let's say there was a magic race genie, and she granted you a wish to race whatever you want, wherever you want. What would you race?
410 sprints.
410 sprint, definitely.
Oh,
where?
God.
What's your favorite track?
That's a great question, actually.
Do you watch them, like, on Facebook Live and stuff? On TV? Mav TV?
I don't really watch TV as much, but I just, like, scroll down Facebook and just kind of see the clips of, like, Kyle Larson or Christopher Bell or, you know, just, like, just the world of outlaws in general, just going at it and just doing their thing.
Yeah. If you look at top-tier NASCAR, most of those drivers were dirt racers, for sure. Yeah, Kyle Larson tearing it up. Did you see he won a dirt late model race the second time ever?
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, he's a pretty good driver. So, Pahrump is dry slick, so your setup would be kind of similar to the boring. You could just... The dust would just fall right off, Dad. I mean, it's not like
with the garden
clay.
Hose.
With the garden hose.
Yeah, it's not like clay where you have to scrape it. It's just, you just hose it off, for sure. So they are racing this Saturday. Apparently, you've been invited. Other people are saying you guys should come there. Try it out. What are you guys doing Saturday night? Just saying.
You're working, aren't you?
Most likely.
He's 17 now, so he's got to get a job.
You can go drive. You can go drive. You can fill my place in.
Okay.
And you'll crew for him? Or you have to work?
I have to work.
Where do you work?
Pizza Hut.
Oh, very nice. What's your favorite pizza topping?
I can tell you all my least favorite one.
Oh, what's your least favorite one?
Jalapenos.
Really?
And pineapple.
That would be my favorite. You don't like those on a pizza? When you get a pizza, what do you usually get? Like a supreme or just a... pepperoni.
You would think working at Pizza Hut, you'd have like a really difficult kind of pizza order, but I actually just like pepperoni pizza.
Pepperoni.
It's just nice and simple.
For sure. It's pretty good. So, do you deliver them or make them?
Make them, and every once in a while I'll do like cut them and go help with the front register, or I'll go prep them, which is like actually unloading them and like making them in the back of the back, like prepping them for the next day and all that.
Oh, cool.
So I do a little bit of everything except deliver.
Except deliver, because you'd be super fast.
You'd be 18 to be a delivery
driver.
Oh,
I see. Okay.
Insurance,
yeah.
Yeah, we could forge that birth certificate, too.
Again? Dad used to say
that. No, I didn't say that. That was not me saying that.
Again.
So, Dad, what would, if you had a magic genie, racing genie, and you could race anything you want, any track you want, what would you race and where?
I'd probably do dirt and probably go to like Eldora or something. One of those super fast, that one or the Chili Bowl. That looks like it would be fun to go to.
A sprint car?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool.
So,
Gary, what would your be?
Trophy
your
truck.
Trophy truck.
Mexico.
Yeah. I'd either do that or late model Eldora, I think.
Trophy truck.
Been there, done it.
Trophy truck.
Trophy truck in Mexico. You've been there, done it?
Yeah, it was down there. Couple of years ago.
Driving?
Well, I was riding along and stuff with those guys.
Very cool.
So that was back in my dirt days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're trying to live those dirt days
right now.
That's right.
That's right. They got the Battle at the Brim coming up, don't they?
Yep.
So that might be fun to go.
Plus you can rent those trucks or you can buy a ride from they used to be in Boulder City. Now they kind of merged with Speed Vegas. They have race-ready trucks. Just show up with your helmet.
Oh, I could do that.
Gary, come on.
Yeah. I'm here.
Come on, Gary.
I'm in.
We can convert a late model.
We could put a sticker on the side.
That's right.
On wheels now. Come on.
That's right.
Yeah. It'd be PR for the late model truck series.
Yeah.
Since you're not racing.
I'm in. I'm in.
When is the late model truck series starting, by the way?
I can't answer that question. I just saw a post today from Havasu. They're putting their 2021 season until they could open. They're putting it off until they can open. They're not even going to announce a date yet. Havasu.
Are you going to have a race at Havasu?
We're working on one.
Okay.
But, you know, if they're not racing, we can't race.
You think?
No, I'm pretty sure.
Kind of like the boring.
I think you should just find a parking lot and just start racing in the parking lot.
Yeah.
See if anybody comes and tells you no.
All these trucks unloaded.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I get jealous because I see all that racing at Madera. And that's California where they're like, you can't even go out in public without a mask.
I know.
And they're racing.
Yeah, they're racing everywhere else, and it's like, come on, Speedway, wake up.
Well, the Speedway does have a big parking lot, so.
Yeah, but they also have guards, unless they're all laid off.
Right. Sleeping.
I was going to say, they're probably sleeping. Yeah. Nothing else is going on out there.
That's true. That's sad.
Either that, or they'll even come and watch.
Yeah. Let's try it. How many cars do you have, Gary? Like 17? Let's 18. Take some.
Yes.
Okay.
You got a driver right in front of you. You'll take it. Take one.
Yeah.
Sure.
The late model trucks, I have to say, Matt, are really fun. That would be a really good next step for you. Because it's a spec class. You don't have to worry about outspending another person. And it's almost just hammered down. So you already know all the hammer down. You have to lift a little, kind of like a bomber. But it'd be fun.
It'd be something I'd be interested in doing.
Did you watch them when they raced at the Bullring?
I believe so. I believe so.
Yeah. Even Gary raced.
I watched them.
Yeah. You watch from your windshield.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a fun class. I hope to see that one grow if racing ever goes back. So if racing ever goes back, what do you want to do next year?
If I could, the Super Stock.
Yeah.
If I could. The thing I'd be most comfortable doing would be bombers, though.
Yeah. But the bomber's up for sale.
I wouldn't mind doing the bomber again. Like, that's something that I'd like to do again.
Yeah.
That I'd be comfortable doing again. That's
right.
Something that I know I could do again. Versus with the Super Stock, I have to completely
learn everything all
exactly.
over again. Yeah.
And I kind of somewhat learned manual like a year ago, so I kind of know what I'm doing. But I still really need practice there. So.
Well, that'd be a good one to practice then.
So would you like to go pro, or is it still just hobby for you?
It's more of a hobby. If it happens, it happens. If it happens.
So you still feel you need to push yourself a little bit more before you can start looking for sponsors and that kind of stuff?
The thing is with sponsors and all that, I feel like it can go deeper than just racing. It can go down to like a personality.
Very political
basis. And it can come down to personalities and emotions and how you feel about one another and political views and all that. So when it comes to with going pro and professional, it's not just about skill, and there's so many factors, and it's so untrustworthy that I don't think that if you...
You don't want it to be a job.
Yeah.
You want it to be
fun.
The fun you're having racing.
I don't think it's worth the gamble.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's like you were saying earlier. It's about that's where all your friends are and you don't hang out for sure. So you said you took up skateboarding. Do you get to like hang out with other skateboarders, or are you still supposed to stay away from people?
We keep social distance.
Do you?
We kind.
But it's social, right? You still get
yeah.
to see your friends.
Yeah.
That's fun.
What they did in California, because everything is closed down, even the skate parks, they actually poured sand in all the skate parks.
Aww.
I got super scared that they were going to do it here, but they didn't, so.
Yeah, because we're not California.
We have decency.
They dig out the sandboards. Do sand surfing.
That's so sad. That's so weird to me. That must be weird for you, G. You've grown up in a weird time, huh? This year's weird.
It was really funny when quarantine first happened. Everyone's like, oh, it's going to go in a month. And it was like,
I thought so.
The class of 2020 was supposed to have their year ruined, not like the class of 2021's.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of like everyone that made fun of, you know, last year's class is kind of like, this is what we get now.
Now you have to sit at home and watch on the computer, huh? Mm-hmm. Yeah, do you is it like Zoom though, where you can like see everyone? Oh, that's kind of cool. So you still have to like take a shower and wash your hair and stuff.
Sure.
Not just roll out of the rack and into the computer.
Well,
no,
everyone can see you.
I don't even roll out of the rack. I have it.
You're in your bed, really?
I have it hooked up to where I have a computer hooked up to my TV, and I have my keyboard and my mouse and everything on my little desk, and I just get up, and I'll join the Zoom call. I turn off my camera, mute my mic, and I just go away. I have my notepad and a little clipboard, and I'll take notes when I need to, but
Are you multitasking? Are you doing something else?
Sleeping.
Yeah.
What? You're sleeping, really?
Occasionally. It's happened once or twice.
We've only been in session for a week or two.
Three. I think we're starting our third week now.
Oh, my gosh.
I think, Gary, I think we should try to do that work.
Yeah.
Just kind
see
of
how
do
that goes.
Yeah, see if it works or not.
If anyone noticed. Oh, my God. That's got to be super challenging. So, is there, like, I mean, can you chat, like, in the Zoom, like, with your friend, or it's just...
You can, but
teacher,
everyone can see it.
Really?
Yeah. It's super awkward.
So you're side chatting on your phone with your friends while you're all paying attention in class.
So you can text each other while you're on the Zoom. Okay.
It's really funny, though, because they didn't take in the account of the settings and everyone's privacy because we're not in school. Like, we don't have CCSD mandatory rules when we're in Zoom calls. Like, they have, you know, the rules that they want us to follow, like, no cursing, be careful what you put on the camera, be dressed and all that. But they can't really tell you, you know, you can't go get water.
They can't go to your house and tell you what to do.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So they didn't take that into factor, and you can turn off your camera and you can mute your microphone and all that. So in reality, you could join the class. And for the hour and a half, you can go to Walmart. You can go grocery shopping. You can go.
I can't do anything about
you can,
that.
You can literally do whatever you want. I could drive the Madeira if I wanted to.
What if somebody says, "Hey, Matt," and you don't answer?
What are they going to do?
I'm there for my attendance.
Yeah.
He doesn't know. He's not there.
Oh, my God. Do you have any siblings?
Sounds like a senior to me.
I wish.
Your only child?
I am.
Oh, you wish? You want siblings?
I do.
Dad,
he's spoiled. He should be happy.
Yeah. Well, maybe someday in 10 years you can just have your own kids. And then you can play with them.
There we go. There's
10 years.
There's a negotiating tool with mom.
Yeah.
I either need a new car or I need a new sibling. You pick.
Hey, there you go.
I actually think I'm on
that. Do you have your own car?
I do.
What do you drive?
I drive an 2009 Ford Flex.
Cool. Good gas mileage.
Had a good.
Had? What happened?
I started driving it.
Hammer down.
Hammer down. Right foot.
I had
too
that
big.
Problem. Like, we get it. What's your dream car?
I have a bunch of car friends at my school and all that, so we kind of set it into two different categories. We have a realistic car that we want, and then we have, like, a dream car that we want.
Okay, what's a realistic car that you want?
BMW E30.
Okay.
I love E30s. I don't know what it is or why, but there's just something about them that makes them special to me.
Those are good road racing cars.
Mm-hmm.
How did you do on the Bando road racing? Did you like that, turning right and left?
I liked it. But I didn't have the experience I would have now because I was so much younger, and it was only, like, my first two seasons, I think, that we did it. So
have you done, like, dream racing? And now I should try that, too, if you like it.
I'd be interested in it.
Well, your birthday was 5 days ago, so did you get everything you wanted for your birthday? Maybe you could put that on your...
I did, actually.
Wait, what do you want for Christmas?
What do I want for Christmas? Oh.
So you can put that on your Christmas one.
Wait, for the dream racing, what's the age limit on that?
I don't know, probably
18.
I think
18,
you have
to be 18.
Huh?
I think it's 18.
To jump into a Lamborghini.
Year.
Yeah, I think so.
He's got friends out there.
Yeah, it's not like we don't know everybody that's an instructor out there. What do you want for Christmas?
Oh,
a new BMW.
He shot that down, the idea. The second I brought it up, it was.
Well, it doesn't have to be new, right?
Yeah, used one? I'd prefer used.
Because you're going to beat the crap out of it anyways, right?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Just saying.
That's a lot of pizza.
By the way, your mom says the Flex is good for the drive-in. I'm not sure what she's getting at.
Whoa. You have, like, a girlfriend? Or
no.
No? No. Mm-mm. So, you didn't
answer
what you want.
All right, so I guess we're going to the you're having the kid idea.
Yeah. I don't know how many shades of red do you just turn in their car.
Does your mom embarrass you often?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is a daily occurrence.
I like her mom. Sounds cool. She races. Gives you a hard time. That's awesome.
It's like a 75-25 ratio.
Okay.
I love my mom. You know, she's my mom.
Yeah, you first. You love her.
when she is embarrassing, though,
you don't love her when she's embarrassed?
No, I don't. It's just a little like.
Yeah, I know. I love my mom.
Yeah, once you get older, you'll appreciate it.
It's that's like right. A sunburn that doesn't go away.
Yep.
Like a what?
It's like a sunburn that just doesn't go away.
Okay, back to Christmas.
Okay.
Oh, God.
A trailer.
That's generic. What kind of trailer?
Oh,
What's this trailer
a
for?
Car trailer?
Like,
a travel trailer? An enclosed trailer?
Let's go.
A jet ski trailer? What?
Jet ski trailer.
Oh, yeah. God.
I like that.
This guy has a trailer company.
Do you have jet ski trailers?
You can get one.
I can get one.
Christmas.
You have a jet ski?
Not yet.
You want one?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I do.
When's
now.
The last time you went?
I should have said a boat, and then you could have ended up with a boat.
You've never been, but you want one?
I do. I don't think I've ever seen someone.
Welcome to On Wheels Now.
I know, right?
So, they seem pretty fun.
I have a friend with a jet ski. We should hit him up, and then we'll see if you like it. I like kayaking.
Kayaking.
You guys
fun.
Can go jet skiing.
Holy cow,
kayak.
That's too much work.
I know.
No,
it's not.
Does
it's
the kayak
not.
Have a motor on it?
It's so peaceful.
Is it
going to
take
do...
me to?
Yeah, I know.
If you
that's
do it right.
That's where I got my sunburn. I went kayaking. No, well, you just glide.
Yeah, if you do it right, it's not a lot
there's
of work.
Not, it's like an electric bicycle.
You're pretty much just steering.
Steer. Goes.
Not
but
long,
I, we take
it needs a motor.
Yeah.
A motor and a, at least for the ice chest.
That's what my boyfriend says. He's like, the only way I can get him to go bicycling with me is he gets the electric one.
But,
no. Sorry.
He's kind of smart.
I know.
He's smart. Actually, he's in Utah, and it's snowing, and he has no power.
Oh.
Yeah. It went
you
from 80
generator.
To 20.
Wow. Is he up in, like, Bryanhead?
Yeah. It's here. Snowing in Bryanhead right now.
Yeah, we just left Bryanhead. Yesterday.
Yeah, and it was about 80 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's 20.
Wow.
Yeah. And blow trees down. That's why they have no power.
Really?
So a snowmobile will still go on a jet ski trailer, right?
Yes, it will.
It will? There you go. Have you ever snowmobiled?
It's on the bucket list now.
Yeah.
On the bucket list.
That's cool.
Got to make use of that
talking.
Trailer.
Yeah.
Dad, have you ever snowmobiled?
Yeah.
And what do you think?
It was fun.
But not. I'm not going to go buy some fun. Just
no.
If it's yours, I'll ride it fun.
I'll go rent them.
Yeah?
I could give it back and say, okay, I'm done. I'm good.
Like up at Bryanhead?
Yep.
Yeah, that's cool. What about side-by-sides?
Got one.
Do you race them up in the mountains?
Yeah, well, we just kind of trail ride a little bit with them.
Yeah.
Haven't really fixed ours up yet too much, but we're working on it.
TJ's got a Can-Am. It's as wide as my car. It goes 120.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Yeah.
Why not?
That's what he said.
Look at the source.
That's what he said. I'm like, TJ, where are you going to go 120 miles an hour?
You never know.
Wherever I want.
Through the desert.
Well, he races up there. He's up there. Up in those trails. Wherever he wants. He's going in there fast. That's fun, though, too. I guess that's why I like the off-road. So I have a quad and it has bald tires. So you just slide around the corners. That's a good dirt experience. Have you ridden a quad before?
I have.
And?
It was fun. I was still really young. I think I was like 7 or 8 when I had it. So I didn't really know exactly what I was doing. But it'd be something I'd try again.
Yeah, it's fun. Does he let you drive the side-by-side?
Mm-hmm.
And what do you think of that?
I have fun on the side by side.
Is
really
it like
fun.
A Polaris or a Can-Am?
I think the Polaris 1000.
Yeah.
Turbo.
No turbo.
Like a 2018. Yeah. Those are great. I mean, that's what they started that whole class on that platform.
Mm-hmm.
The off-road class. Now they're turbo and.
Oh yeah.
Light years ahead of what they were.
But they all use the four-seater platform to make it more stable. Because I was talking to Rob McCracken about it. He thinks I stalk him, I think.
Uh-oh.
Because he has a place on the mountain,
no,
too.
When
I've seen him up there.
When I talk to him, he knows you stalk him.
And then I'll see him in Mexico, and he's like, really? You're down here? And then I'll see him, you know, in downtown, like, really? You're here? I'm like, no, I'm not stalking him, I swear.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Stalking.
Stalking. Well, that's like the ultimate. Because I feel like he's just like one of us. He just got there on talent.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's a professional. Can you imagine getting paid to go racing?
Dream.
Right?
Dream.
That would be my dream. That was my dream. And now I do hear it.
What?
What do you want to be when you grow up?
Something in cybersecurity.
Yeah.
That's something I've been.
You're smart with computers.
I like to think I am.
Yeah.
Yeah, he gets online and shuts it off and goes outside.
Goes to Target.
Goes to Target. Goes to Madeira.
Yeah. That is pretty smart. Did you want to bust people that do that then?
Not so much bust them,
okay.
But kind of investigate it more. Kind of find out where and who they are and kind of mess with them instead of busting them.
Huh.
Kind
of scare them?
Yeah, depending on what they do, because with cybersecurity, it's kind of hard to have, like, various time sets for crime. You know, it's all online. It's cyber. So you can just kind of maybe mess with them, turn off their internet every once in a while, turn off their TVs.
Oh, that explains a lot at my house.
Let them know that you know that they're there.
Yeah, like, just let them
He's
know.
He's demonstrating what he could do.
Yeah, well, I wonder what this button does.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Would you do it just to, like, because you just want to mess with them, or people that are doing bad stuff, like porn, like child porn, or people that steal people's credit cards?
When you do stuff like that, you never want to have malicious intent, because then it will fall back on you, and then you will be the one getting messed with.
But do you want to do cybersecurity so you can bust people that do bad things, or you just want to mess with people?
Black hat vigilante.
When it comes to, like, that kind of stuff and busting them, I don't want to do it on a crime level.
You wouldn't do, like, work for a bank and then be in their cybersecurity department?
A bank would be okay, but, like, legal?
Or CIA?
Yeah, not,
no,
no CSF.
Okay.
Or
CIA.
CIA, thank you. None of, like, legal activities, nothing like that. That'd probably be a little bit too much.
What about, like, a gaming company that, online gaming, they don't want people to mess with their...
I've actually done some coding and, like, messed around with people who have done that. It looks cool, and growing up, every kid wanted to be a game developer, but it's not all that. It's all ones and O's. That's literally what the monitor says, and the second you see something different, you know, that's the person, that's what you gotta find, and then you gotta expand that and do all that. But
I'm just happy if I get the computer turned on. Turn off. Oh, perfect, I'm good.
Until he switches the button.
Yeah, I know. Usually I end up calling him like once a week. Can you come down and help me?
Yeah.
So
at least
you
have a teenager.
Yeah.
As old people, when we can't figure stuff out, we're like, God, we need to find a young person.
Have you taken any programming courses, or just what you learned online?
I actually have. So when I first started high school, my freshman year, I started cybersecurity, and then I started AP computer science. And then this year, because I'm actually going to a different school, I can't take the computer science, and I can't take the cybersecurity because of the fact that it's a different school. They don't offer that class. But with those two classes, they did have competitions, and it was its own sport. Like,
that's
the
cool.
The Air Force has its own competition for all that. And so the teacher from Shadow Ridge actually has reached out and invited me to go to the competitions and their, like, little events to go and...
That's badass.
Yeah, try to stay into it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what languages?
C++, Python. Those are the main two right now. Just beginner ones. I don't want to get too, like, deep into it.
But
why
you
not?
you need to keep up on it, because the languages move so fast.
Mm-hmm.
It's like racing. The technology moves so fast.
I was at
mm-hmm.
that level. I knew exactly what was going on, and I stepped away from it for
now
5 years.
Now he's dumber than a rock, see?
Yeah. I stepped away for 5 years, and all the protocols changed,
mm-hmm.
and I am totally lost now. I can find my way through, but I don't know where you just know it
mm-hmm.
anymore, and it's harder to try to relearn it. So, yeah, I would definitely keep up with it, even if it's in a hobby status, just keep up with it.
And it's really fun, too, because it's technology and because everyone uses technology, it's always changing. And so almost every single interaction you have with technology or a person using technology is going to be different.
See, I told you were super smart.
Thank you.
That's fascinating.
Just wait for the call from Elon.
Right.
You know we're going to hold this against you, right?
If I got a call from Elon Musk, I don't know what I would do. I don't know what I would do.
Just say yes.
I would say yes. I would family, but I'd sell everything and go. I'd be up there in a heartbeat.
So speaking of Elon Musk, if you could switch lives with one person for one day, who would it be and why?
Elon Musk, just to use his flamethrower.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Tesla actually has their own flamethrowers, and I don't know how much they retail for. I don't know where to get them, but they do sell them. And I have seen like celebrities like Kanye West and a bunch of like rappers and all that with flamethrowers. So I'd probably use a flamethrower.
Is that because you're a pyromaniac?
Because he's a teenager.
I actually think some of the Forestry Service use those flamethrowers too when they do the backfires.
Yeah.
I think they use some of those.
Well, they didn't teach me that. We've got the little cans with the propane and diesel.
Well, you're not California.
That's true.
You're not doing the gender.
Gender reveal.
Yeah, gender reveal.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Did anybody find out who's the baby? What's the baby?
Who cares?
Pretty sure it was a boy.
Was it a boy?
That's what I'm hearing on the... That's what I'm seeing on the meme.
No.
It's pretty much that. We know it's a boy now. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel really bad for the baby. Because, like, the guilt that it's going to have, like, you, like, you're...
biggest fire.
Yeah, exactly. Like, how are you going to break that to a kid?
I don't think you tell him.
Yeah.
What
doesn't
if,
matter.
What if
20
you
years
don't get
from
the
now?
Chance to? What if someone tells him?
Well, if they name the kid El Dorado,
then you know.
That kid's not allowed here.
So, Dad, if you could trade places with one person who for a day, who would it be and why?
That's tough. I don't know. Never really thought about it. Just probably like somebody like Tony Stewart or something, just to see all the crazy stuff he does and all this, the fun stuff he has.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah, he could probably be. He could keep all the headaches of the having the race team and stuff.
Right, yeah.
I don't want his headaches.
I don't want the headaches. I just want the fun stuff.
The racetrack, yeah. Yeah, he owns tracks and races.
Mm-hmm.
That would be cool. How about you?
I just, any car right now. Anyone who has a race car?
You'd switch places.
Flash me in.
Jerry, what about you?
I really haven't thought about it. I don't have anybody that comes to mind.
I think
me.
Well, yeah,
how
you
about
do
you?
Have, you have a cool life.
How about you?
Probably Robin Cochran.
Stalking.
Yeah. He's already got a stalker. You don't need another.
He's finished second and...
Brandon. I was just going to say, they were up there. And did you see that?
His mom, though. Sorry.
Did you
off.
See that?
Greaves.
Violent roll of Greaves?
Yeah,
yeah.
Greaves.
Yeah, crazy.
Oh, yeah. There was like no left side left of that truck, man.
Right after he took the lead, too.
He's a good welder. Yeah, crazy. So... I already asked you what you want to be when you grow up. What about, what do you want to be in like 2 years? So when you graduate high school, what do you want to do?
College? Yes, no.
Vegas?
College is definitely a possibility. That's definitely going to have to be a part of cybersecurity.
Do you take your SATs yet?
Yeah. I think I couldn't tell you what I got on those. Could not tell you. Yeah, no, I'm sorry. I'm trying to think about it, but if I did go to college, that'd probably be Reno. That's a school I'm definitely interested in going to. Straight after high school, though, maybe not.
What do you want to do straight after high school? Hang out with Dad?
Maybe
go play on the jet ski.
Yeah, just all those toys that he's looking at getting it.
Maybe try to save up some money for college instead.
Oh, he is smart.
I'm taking personal financing classes. This is what they've taught me so
far. Oh, cool.
The average person's $35,000 in student debt. And
yeah,
that scares
stupid
me.
Off.
That scares me the most. That's something that I cannot live with.
I agree. I listen to Dave Ramsey. I listen to that. His daughter has a good book on. It's like for people your age,
mm-hmm.
get you on the right foot. Because
mm-hmm.
literally, if you start now, when you're my age, you'll be a millionaire.
So if you hit the $35,000, that you put that towards a late model.
Dad. that's probably not in Dave Ramsey's financial formula, but
I feel like stocks would probably be in there somewhere.
Yeah, maybe
stocks.
Like a mutual fund or index fund or something, Dad.
Cryptocurrency.
But no, what I'm learning is you have buckets, so you no debt because
mm-hmm.
there's lots of, you're smart, you can get scholarships and apply for, there's weird scholarships, like if you're blonde and can stand on one foot and sing Oklahoma, then there's a scholarship for that. I mean, there's weird ones.
I don't know Oklahoma.
Well, if you can.
Well, he sings in the shower.
Recite a poem and.
K-L-A-H-O-S-A.
No, there's really weird ones. Look at that. Look online for like scholarship types. There's some funky ones. But the point is, there's lots of free money. So why not? It just takes a little bit of effort and you get a lot of free money. You don't have to be in debt. That's
mm-hmm.
really smart. And then, like your dad says, you can actually use the money towards things you want to do,
mm-hmm.
like racing or a trophy truck.
Trophy truck.
Yeah,
trophy truck.
For sure. But that's what he's saying. Like, you budget, so you pay all. If you don't have debt, then that's all your money. Then you can, like, put some aside for racing. And then when your bucket is big enough, then you go racing.
Mm-hmm.
That's smart. You're smart.
Thank you.
Did he get that from you or mom?
I'm not going to say either. We'll say mom.
Say mom.
That's safe.
I was going to say, that's a safe way right there, mom.
Is there anybody that has influenced you besides your dad in racing that you want to thank or send a shout out? Because I know it's a big family out there.
First, I'd like to start off with the Larsons. Tim, Celinda, Camden, Jimmy, the Crouches, Dave, all those guys, they definitely, you know, keep me going. It's definitely, when racing did exist,
yeah.
it was definitely something to look forward to going and seeing them and definitely having them come back and, like, hanging out with them on the weekends.
How do they keep you going? To, like, encourage you or just fun to see them or?
Matt Larson,
yeah.
his son, Camden Larson, literally, I think our birthday is 2 weeks apart. His birthday is September 16th.
Mm-hmm.
So,
do you hear voices in your head?
Because their birthdays are so close, he's always had like that competition factor, and I've always liked that. And I've always held him as like a close rival.
Oh, that's cool. How about you, Dad? Anybody that you just send a shout out to?
Not really. They're like at Larson's, Goodwin's. They always were there. Mario and his guys were always there. Everybody was there. Looks like you said, one big happy, well, I don't know about happy, dysfunctional group.
But that's what families are about, right?
Yeah.
What about your wife?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Thank her. I'll probably hear about that when you get home.
Definitely.
You're thanking her right now.
Exactly.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
It
helps me. Yeah. All right. All right, Gary.
All right. Next week,
we have Mike McKern. He has race at Bomber, and he's been working at Richard County Driving Center, and races in the late model truck series.
Yes.
Thanks for coming, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks for listening.